Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, we've been talking about it a lot. I'll continue to talk about it. You'll hear even more interviews as we approach, really, Thursday, March 28th. The official opening of Unplanned Nationwide is Friday, March 29th. But now when you have an opening on a Friday, it actually starts on Thursday. So there are movie dates available starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, March 28th, around the country to see the movie Unplanned. Ashley Bratcher is in about 90% of the movie. It was a Herculean effort, a huge role playing Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood worker who had a couple of abortions herself and then eventually leaves Planned Parenthood, walks across the street, joins the pro-life cause. And the rest is, as they say, is history. But Ashley Bratcher was only hired. They only found her and agreed on her about 5 days before they started shooting out in Oklahoma City. I was able to visit the set for a couple days, and that was really powerful. It was obvious that God was doing some amazing things in the movie, and certainly that was the case for the people in the movie and making the movie, and one of those predominantly Ashley Bratcher, who plays Abby Johnson in the movie Unplanned, again, opening nationwide March 28th, which is a Thursday, and that Friday, the 29th. I had a chance that she's so busy. She's traveling like crazy. And so I had a chance to interview her earlier today. We spent about 35 minutes on the phone, which was delightful. So I'm going to play through that interview. She was on Skype. We are on Skype. So the sound's a little sketchy. It's not awesome, but it's good enough. But the content is what I want you to pay attention to. But I didn't know this. Ashley Bratcher. I'm here in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a Carolina girl. She grew up on the coast, Topsail Island. And she and her husband, I think they have one child. I think they have a son. Moved to Atlanta in October, which she's not thrilled about for a number of reasons. Number one would be how big and crowded it is, the infamous Atlanta traffic. So she is missing North Carolina already, but she has really the hugest, the biggest role in Unplanned, playing Abby Johnson. She's went to here in North Carolina. She went to Campbell University, which is a Baptist university, and loves the Lord. Grew up in the faith. She was in 90 Minutes in Heaven. She was in War Room, which was the Kendricks Brothers, and Badge of Faith, and then of course Unplanned, opening nationwide. So we had a pretty wide ranging discussion, and I'm just going to dive into it and play it for you. I'm going to just allow my conversation with her to play. I'll come in and out every once in a while and when we hit the commercial breaks, but this is my interview earlier today with Abby Bratcher, who plays Abby Johnson in the movie Unplanned, opening nationwide on March 28th. Just in general, Ashley, I mean, how's it going? You've got the whole rollout of the movie. We're way on the other side of filming and post-production. It opens in just a few weeks on March 29th. But this is very different from previous movies you've done and previous projects you've done, whether it was Princess Cut or 90 Minutes in Heaven, War Room, Badge of Faith. Is this one a different experience for you as an actress and as a Christian, or is it kind of fallen into the same seam as the other movies?
Oh, no. It's a completely different experience all the way around. I mean, I would have never imagined doing something like this as an actress, because, you know, you think you do a movie and then you're finished and you're on to the next thing. But for the last year of my life, I've been dedicated to learning about the pro-life movement, speaking at pregnancy centers, going to universities and studying. It's just, it's incredible what God has done through this movie with me. So it's definitely not like a regular role. And I think that most actors would probably be hesitant to take on a role like this,
sure.
You literally become an activist as opposed to just an actor.
I was going to say that was exactly what was just coming to my mind. I spent years as an activist and dealing with the pro-life movement, and as you are now in there. And that's the thing. I was watching this even when I was on set. I'm like, yeah, they're not just making a movie. This is a shot across the bow of Planned Parenthood, which is a scary endeavor. And you're diving into probably the most divisive subject that we have in America, and it's not just a role. So when you found out about it, Ashley, I mean, how did you find out about the project? What was your first reaction that you're going to audition for a movie about a former abortion worker? I mean, how did that all hit you up front?
Well, I knew nothing, honestly. I mean, they were so confidential about this thing. I got an audition because I had this random Instagram follower. And I didn't really know her at the time. She had just been committed to praying for me for the past year. she said that the Lord had laid it on her heart to pray for people that in the entertainment industry.
Wow.
So she sent me a message and she said, hey, Ashley, I think that you're meant to play this lead role. And she sends me the breakdown for the casting and the audition. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, thanks, crazy lady.
Yeah.
Like, no idea who she is. So I just kind of blew it off because I knew nothing about it and there was no information. And then Emily, the girl's name, she was just really, really persistent. And 2 weeks later, she sends me a message again. She goes, hey, did you audition for the role? And I said, no, you know, I usually go through my agent. And she's like, well, no, you have to audition. I'm telling you, the Lord has told me that you're meant to play this role. And I'm like, look, if this lady is so committed to me auditioning, I might as well just read it.
Yeah.
So I read the script. I got like only 5 pages. And I didn't know anything else other than Abby worked at Planned Parenthood. So it's not like I even knew that she was a former Planned Parenthood employee. All I knew from the pages I got was that she worked at Planned Parenthood. So it was really interesting because just in those couple of pages, I thought that Abby was kind of cool and feisty and fun and just the kind of character that I'd like to play.
Yeah.
And so I was curious what she must really be like, because then I had found out it was a real person. So that was the point that after the audition, I looked her up and figured out who Abby really was. And then, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing, because there's such a huge change in her life, obviously. She goes from kind of, I would say, a normal kind of American Christian going about her life. And then in college, she, you know, and that's the thing that's interesting. There's such a flip side. I had, for example, about a week and a half ago, Ashley, I had two women sitting right here in the studio with me. Both had been abortion clinic workers. One had overseen probably about 20,000 abortions. The other one, slightly less than that. One worked at Planned Parenthood. Another one worked at an independent clinic. And when they went in, just like Abby, when they went in, they thought they were being helpful. We're going to help women who are in a tough position. We're going to deal with some other issues. And we want to see abortion. Of course, that's horrible, but we want to see it, you know, be rare and be something that's not as big a part of American life as it is right now. So
right.
The dichotomy there was so bizarre that they knew what was happening. And one of the ladies had more animosity towards the girls coming in. She thought they were a bunch of losers than she yeah. did about what they were doing. So it was such a strange kind of upside down world. How did you prepare for that? That they, you know, they're in there, they're throwing you a party when Abby was pregnant. And there's just this bizarre upside down element to a Planned Parenthood clinic. We're going to pick it up there when we come back. Talk to Ashley Bratcher earlier today. She plays Abby Johnson in Unplanned. What she saw changed everything. And theaters everywhere, March 28th, 29th. That weekend's coming up just 3 weeks from now. We all need to be there. We all need to support it. What was it like to play that role? Lots of other great stuff. It's a fantastic interview with Ashley Bratcher. We'll be right back. The Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Talking to earlier today, talked to Ashley Bratcher. She's the main actress in Unplanned. She plays Abby Johnson. This is the story, the true story that's behind Abby Johnson's life. And as a Planned Parenthood, she was a volunteer. Then she was an employee. Then she was a clinic manager, employee of the year in Texas. And then she left because of some things she experienced and saw. She had actually had 2 abortions herself, and then joined the pro-life movement and is still involved in a leader in the pro-life movement today. Unplanned opening nationwide, March 28th is that Thursday night, and then regular showings starting on Friday, March 29th. Unplanned movie, you can go check it out online. Unplannedfilm.com is the website. Unplannedfilm.com and see where it's showing. And so I would encourage you, you have to be out there to support it. The opening weekend is that's everything in the movie world. If you don't have a good opening weekend, then the theater count goes down. And then it shortens the amount of time the theater's in the movies. And this movie needs to stay in the theaters for as long as possible. That's on you and me. That's on the pro-life crowd. That's on the Christian crowd. That's on us to get out there and support it. And then as it expands, then you kind of get this fear of missing out and you get some momentum going, but it all comes down to the first weekend. I was asking Abby, she plays Abby. I was asking Ashley just about the darkness and the difficulty of stepping into a role of somebody that thinks she's doing the right thing and helping women while they're killing babies at the abortion clinic. In this case, a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic.
Yeah, that was where I spent a lot of time talking to Abby. Because the pro-life side was easier for me to understand and comprehend, but looking at it from the pro-choice side, I needed more insight into how she felt during that time And she expressed some of the same things that you just said, you know, that they would have repeat patients come in. She said there was like one woman who came in for her 8th abortion, and it was really hard for Abby to look at her and not be jaded and just think, wow, you're really stupid. You know, like just really mean, hurtful things that she would start thinking towards these women, because she would see what they were doing and she knew what she was a part of. And it wasn't just helping these women not have abortions. It was like they were perpetuating this excuse. And understanding that, you know, she also got into it for the reason that she wanted to help women. I mean, on both sides of the fence, there are these people who think they're doing what is best for women. And in the movie, we actually show that. You're not going to see us slandering an abortion clinic worker in the movie. I mean, we show the heart of these workers. It's like you're talking about, they threw Abby a baby shower when she was pregnant working at Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, like they work at any normal business.
Yeah, exactly. So you see that in the movie, and I'm just hoping that this will be a point, though, that people's eyes are opened to the reality, though, of the situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so easy to look at the, you know, from the outside looking in, and I'm sure you've experienced this, Ashley, as a follower of Christ. You look at the abortion clinic, especially the abortionist, but anybody that works there, and it's very easy in the climate we've been in for a while to kind of dehumanize. They're all monsters. But Christ died for them just as much as he died for you and I. And they're separated from him by their sin, just like we're separated from him by ours. And oftentimes we just look at them as less than human. And Christ would look at them and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And of course, they're responsible. But I thought the movie did a beautiful job of portraying that, hey, these are some people who actually, you can scratch your head and go, I don't know how you would think that you're actually helping women based on the reality of what you're doing. But, I mean, people can be that confused. If you study Scripture, Romans chapter 1, you can see how people will suppress the truth and replace it with a lie. And then they're just caught up in that. It's just amazing. What in the filming, I'm going to ask you about some of the harder scenes, but did you sense right from the get-go, I mean, as soon as you got the part, and you were out there quick, and I want to ask you about your mom and that whole part of the story, but did you sense from the get-go that this is going to be an overtly really powerful spiritual experience for you personally? Darkness, oppression, spiritual battles. Did you get that quickly?
I never got anything that it would be like a dark attack or anything like that. I didn't feel any sort of spiritual attack, but I did from the very beginning know that this was an anointed project.
Yeah.
I felt really touched by it, and it was evident throughout my prayers for the part, getting on set. There was just complete validation every step of the way that God's hand was on it. And I still haven't really felt the kind of spiritual warfare. I know that it's happening, but God just kind of has me under his wing, and I have this hedge of protection around me. I keep telling people I feel like I'm in the eye of the hurricane, because, you know, the storm is brewing all around you, but the eye is safe,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So God has just, he's really prepared me in my heart, and I'm mentally prepared, I'm strong, and I think that it hasn't really gotten to me. A lot of people have been like, oh, Ashley, are you scared? Like, you know, but no, not really. God has really just covered me.
That's so good to hear, because oftentimes, listen, a lot of people inside the church will over-spiritualize stuff, and we see a demon under every rock. But God is his love and his protection and his power is so overwhelming that you don't necessarily, even though you're wading into the darkness. Listen, I've been dealing with dark stuff for 15 years. It stuff's come at my family. It's occasionally come at me. But God's protection, like you said, he's got you under his wing. That's so encouraging to hear that you don't.
Here's something I want to throw out there,
sure,
too.
Sure, please.
It's a really great thing for people to say to each other, to say, you're brave or you're courageous. That's great. I love hearing that. What I don't like hearing is, oh, you know you're going to get attacked, right?
Right.
Like, thanks, guys. I really would love it if you just said I was brave. Like, I like that a lot better.
Hey, and you know, and if we believe the scriptures as we should, we are more than conquerors, right?
Right, exactly.
We walk around kicking the ground and going, oh, woe is me. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, you're a daughter of the King of the universe and a co-heir with Christ. That's a pretty lofty position.
Amen.
Yeah, that's really cool. So tell us a story. And I know, and I feel bad because I'm talking to you kind of late in the process. And I know you've shared a lot of stories and a lot of things ad nauseum So I don't want to pile on. But the story about your mom and when you told your mom and what you knew about your mom and what you didn't know about your mom's past relative to your own life is really powerful, because I think one of the beautiful things about this movie, Ashley, and I'm sure you've been experiencing this in screenings and stuff, is this will stir up things. This will bring things out of the darkness or out of the past where God is ready, willing, and able to bring reconciliation and healing. But tell us about what you found out about you and your mom.
Well, when I got the offer to play Abby, they gave me a 4-hour notice to get on a plane for 8 weeks in Oklahoma. And without hesitation, I said yes, because I'd been praying for it for weeks. And I called my husband up and said, "Hey, baby, I got the role. I'm going to be leaving before you get home from work. See you in 8 weeks." He was super supportive, thank goodness. We made arrangements and whatnot to work it out. But when I hit the ground in Oklahoma, I was nonstop. I mean, I was go, go, go. I had to be in consultations for wardrobe, getting my hair done, makeup. It was just a full schedule of pre-production because we were about to start filming. I mean, they had waited to the very last minute to cast me. And so on the fourth day that I was there, I hadn't had time to tell anybody that I was there except for my husband, my sister, my son, and finally my mom called me. And so when my mom called me and I had been there for 4 days, I was really kind of hesitant to share the story with her because she had told me when she was in high school she'd had an abortion. It was part of our conversation when I was younger. And I didn't want her to think that this movie was condemning or judgmental or that I thought anything less of her, because that just was not the case. And I was really proud to play Abby, so I wanted to make sure that she knew what the heart of this story was. When I started explaining it to her, I could hear her get emotional, which I expected. But she ultimately broke down completely.
And it was something that her mom had never told her that involved her personally. That was such a shock to Ashley Bratcher, who plays Abby Johnson in Unplanned. This is the interview I did with her earlier today. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. I am here in the studio, but earlier today had a chance to, because her schedule's just crazy. Ashley Bratcher plays Abby Johnson in the movie Unplanned. She's in about, I think she said about 90% of the scene, so it was a Herculean effort on her part. She only found out about it through somebody on Instagram that was following her and had been praying about her and said, "Yeah, I think God wants you to play this part." Eventually, she read for it. They hired her and gave her about 4 hours to get on a plane to go spend the next eight weeks outside Oklahoma City filming Unplanned. I had a chance to be on set for about a day and a half. Didn't meet Ashley personally that trip, but talked to her earlier today. It was a fantastic interview, very eye-opening. She has a story about her mom and her mom's past. Her mom had an abortion when she was 16, but there was another part of the story that Ashley had never heard, and so we're going to pick it up right there. This is my interview with Ashley Bratcher from earlier today. She plays Abby Johnson in the movie Unplanned, which is really a shot across the bow of Planned Parenthood, but it's a very a powerful, loving, compassionate outreach as well for anybody that's kind of on the fence about abortion. If you're post-abortive, I think you'll find this helpful. Not easy, but helpful. But this was her story about her and her mom, Ashley Bratcher, earlier today.
Sobbing through the phone, and she said, "Ashley, I need to tell you something I never told you before. What you don't know is that when I was 19, I was in the abortion clinic for the second time, and they had called my name back. I was being examined by a very pregnant nurse. And I got really, really sick on the table, and I knew that I couldn't go through with it. And I decided to get up and walk out and have you." Mm-hmm. And what makes that so crazy is that I never knew.
Yeah.
I mean, I never knew. I had already agreed to play Abby Johnson and tell this incredible, transformational, pro-life story for one of the greatest voices of our time, never knowing that I was almost aborted. I mean, literally minutes away from never having stepped foot on this earth to tell this story. It was just incredible how God brought this whole story full circle.
Have you met Melissa Odin? Does that name sound familiar to you?
You know, I haven't met her in person yet. We've been connecting a lot on social media lately, but I haven't met her in person yet.
You'll love her. I did a whole show with her back in the fall, and she was just on last week because of everything that happened at the U.S. Senate. And Melissa Odin, for those of you that don't remember, is an abortion survivor. She survived a saline injection abortion. It's one thing, you know, I understand people that have gone through adoption and have been adopted to wonder, you know, why didn't my parents keep me? It's another thing to question, why didn't my parent even want me alive? How did you handle that? I mean, what was your reaction like in that moment, Ashley, How are you processing what your mom was sharing with you?
There was never a moment of anger or resentment at all. The first response I had was the overwhelming presence of God.
Wow.
Just to feel his love surround me, to say, yeah, I brought you here for this. Mm. It gave me complete confidence because, to be honest, going into this role, I felt inadequate because I've been working for a long time and studying, and it's something I've been preparing for. But in my eyes, I thought, oh, an A-list celebrity is going to get this role. Like, there's no way they'd pick me. And then here I was getting ready to carry this lead role in 98% of the film. And I felt like, really, God, you're going to let me do it? Are you sure? And it was this incredible moment of validation that God said, yes, I chose you. I brought you here for this moment, for such a time as this.
Yeah.
And my mom telling me that is what allowed God to give me that confidence, and it allowed healing in our relationship. I mean, I never judged her, not for a second. I was just always grateful that she chose to have me, and I thought it was really brave of her to tell me that story.
Yeah, and of course, the epicenter of the gospel is reconciliation, so what an incredible opportunity for your mom in that moment to experience that fully, to tell her daughter. I mean, neither you nor I can imagine what it would be like to have to make that kind of admission to one of your own kids, but then to turn around and have your daughter love you as Christ loves you. That had to be a pretty remarkable moment for your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say so. I think there's still a lot of healing going on.
Sure.
We're still processing it because it's really an overwhelming thing to experience.
Yeah. But yeah. I can't imagine.
It's healing still.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's always a process. And unfortunately for us, we don't control how long that takes. We need to do our part, but I'm sure God will get you guys there. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. What were some of the hardest scenes to do?
The hardest scene by far to shoot was the RU486 abortion pill scene. So Abby had two abortions of her own, and one of them was with the abortion pill. And when a woman takes that, she takes one of the pills at the clinic, and then she goes home and she takes another pill a couple hours later. And it's actually really kind of dangerous because you're being sent home to induce an abortion on your own. And she started hemorrhaging and bleeding out and almost died from it. And so the scene in the movie is pretty intense because she's in immense pain, vomiting, just on the verge of dying, really bleeding out. She could hardly stand. And it was an emotional roller coaster because not only do I need to, as an actor, figure out how to combine all of these physical elements,
but
to also mentally get to a state that I can believe that this would be my last minute on earth, you know, to really serve the story justice, to believe what Abby went through so that I can convey that on screen. So that's a really difficult process. What makes it even more fun is when it takes 8 hours to shoot.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I remember that that scene that day. It took around 8 hours, and we ran out of time. We went into overtime, and we were just really pushing it. I mean, the crew had been on set for 12 hours. It was a really long day, and we just had to say, we got to cut. We got to cut, and we got to pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, man.
So, man, I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, do I even have anything left in me to give? And God always provides. But we wrapped it up that night, got up and shot it again the next day. And it was almost a 2-day affair just shooting that one scene. But it was really critical because it's such an important part in the movie.
Yeah, and the thing about it, now when I heard about the R rating, and I'll ask you about that, I actually thought that scene was tougher to watch than the ultrasound guided abortion, which was obviously the pivotal part for Abby and the story, which was also equally heartbreaking. But I think the one thing for me in that scene, RU486, which, by the way, I just had a doctor on the show the other day who's from North Carolina, like you are, Ashley, and he actually discovered, because he did a lot of research before he became a doctor, that they could overwhelm an RU486 pill with a bunch of progesterone. So they've actually had 68% of the women they've given this treatment to, after they've taken the first RU486 pill, the baby survives and is fine.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great.
This whole process is going on, but people think you take a pill, you go home, and it's fine. But it was brutal to watch. I think the moment that really hit me the most in that particular scene was when you literally you have a miscarriage right there in the tub, and there's the there's the clump, and you have to pick that up and put it in the toilet. I mean, to me, that was the epicenter of really kind of the darkness of the reality of abortion.
You know, and that it's like flushing in a goldfish down the toilet.
Yeah, I know. That's
real. That's the image there. But it was a natural instinct because we talked to so many women who had been through this, and they're told to either sit on the toilet and not look and flush it, or they're told to like pick it up and put it in the toilet.
This is an interview I did earlier today with Ashley Bratcher. She plays Abby Johnson, the main character in the movie Unplanned, which is a true story about a former Planned Parenthood clinic worker. This was Abby, Ashley, who plays Abby from earlier today.
So it's literally what is happening. That's how horrible this experience is. It wasn't something we just made up and did for effect. Like, that is a woman's natural instinct, is like to pick it up, and then where are you going to put it? There's only one place to put it, and that's what they're told to do.
So it's
a lot of people, if they make it past the first scene, a lot of people have a lot of trouble with that scene too.
Yeah, and the beauty of the movie, at the end of the movie, you'll actually see there's resources available for post-abortive people, and because it's going to bring up a lot of stuff, like we said. And by the way, RU46, chemical abortions are now 46% of all abortions. So we're seeing clinics close down. That's awesome. But now you've got this pill out there, and we need to be aware of that. What about the ultrasound-guided scene? How difficult was that? That was really the crux of it for Abby when she said, okay, enough is enough.
What's interesting about that scene in particular is that I didn't get to see anything. So when you see me performing that scene, I'm just looking at a sticker on a computer screen.
Yeah.
So that made it a little bit more difficult to shoot. But
that also, to your testament, to your credit, that's pretty amazing to know, because I assume based on the way that you acted that scene that you were watching the same thing that we're seeing. So bravo to you. That was really
thank you. I wish. You know what? If I had watched what you guys are watching in the final version, I probably would have fallen apart. I wouldn't have been able to keep it together as much as I did in the scene. But here, just Abby describing what happened, that was all I needed to fuel that fire. Hearing her description of that baby fighting for its life, I listened to that and reread it over and over as we were filming that scene. And that was enough for me to just imagine what it was going to look like.
Yeah.
And of course I had done my research too. I mean, there was a movie called The Silent Scream that was out years and years and years ago. So I did watch that, and there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that is not censored. So I watched some of that stuff too that I didn't really want to see, just to prepare and make sure that I was being as honest in my performance as I could.
Sure. We're talking to Ashley Bratcher. I recorded that interview just earlier today. She plays Abby Johnson, the main character in Unplanned, which is a true story. Abby Johnson's a pro-life leader today. She worked at Planned Parenthood. She was a Planned Parenthood clinic manager, employee of the year. But what she saw that one day with an ultrasound-guided abortion, seeing that baby fighting for its life to get away from the abortionists, she walked out and never came back. Right. So Unplanned opening nationwide in about 22 days, Thursday, March 28th, it'll be showing at night and in theaters across the country, then the regular all-day showtime starting on Friday, March 29th, but you can get out and see it starting on March 28th, unplannedfilm.com to find out where it's playing near you. And there's opportunities to do red carpet events for a church or a ministry or a crisis pregnancy center, where you can literally buy out an entire theater and just have your own people in there. So a lot of great opportunities there, but we all need to be promoting it now and sharing things and liking things when you see it on social media. If you're on the Facebook Live feed today, share this over so people can see this, hear this interview with Ashley Bratcher, who does play Abby Johnson in Unplanned, the main part that's all about Abby's conversion, really, from pro-death, Planned Parenthood, darling employee of the year, to a pro-life warrior. An amazing story. It was a great book and a really, really powerful movie. But this was my interview I did earlier today with Ashley Bratcher as we talked about her experience making the movie.
Yeah, and that's out there, and there's innumerable women. A lot of them, Abby knows, they were up at the March for Life with her, and they were sitting. I don't know where that was taking place, but they had kind of a little powwow. They were all meeting together and sharing their stories. There's plenty of women that have seen that and shared that, and that's the truth that we need to hear. It's hard to hear, but it's the truth that we need to hear. What was your reaction to the R rating? I mentioned that a minute ago.
I wasn't surprised. I feel like myself and a couple other people anticipated the rating. and I get it that, you know, it's not an overwhelmingly bloody, gory movie. That's not what this is about. There's no profanity. There's no sex. There's no drug use. The only thing the NPAA gave us an R for was violence, which essentially means, you know, they agree.
Yeah.
Abortion is a violent and disturbing act. Well, I mean, it is.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Like, abortion is rated R, and we don't sugarcoat it, but we also don't do it for the sake of just showing it. I mean, we show it because we want to be truthful. And so it's done in a way that I think is respectful, but even being respectful with abortion means it's disturbing.
That's right. Yeah, abortion
is
R-rated.
What's going to get people more than anything. It's disturbing. It's not necessarily like that it's gory. It's that it's disturbing, and that's why we got the R rating. I kind of agree with it.
Yeah, and absolutely. I'm totally there with you. And you go back to The Passion of the Christ and Mel Gibson, I think we sanitized the crucifixion. We sanitized the flogging because it's hard to deal with the fact that he did that. He went through all that for you, Ashley, and for me, for everybody else. But you got to see it. I mean, it didn't stop God from using The Passion of the Christ. It did what? $600 million worldwide. Mm-hmm. It was just incredible. I saw that as a badge of honor and a badge of truth that the MPAA was willing to say, hey, you know what? It's R-rated because it's violent. Hello, thank you. You know, thanks for acknowledging the obvious. No kidding. What's the reaction been in the screenings?
Well, it's always a little bit different for each crowd, but you can feel people's hearts break at the same time, every time. The beginning, when Abby sees what she saw, everyone's pretty much heartbroken, and then throughout the entire movie, it's this roller coaster ride. And I mean, it really is, because you wouldn't think you'd be laughing in a movie about abortion, but there are definitely funny moments. I mean, Abby's funny. She's funny. And I mean, we even had people come up to us and they said, you know, there was a part when Abby was working at Planned Parenthood and she was trying to get all these abortions done before the hurricane. And I was actually cheering for her. And I I knew I shouldn't have been cheering for her, but I was cheering for her. And then I felt like, oh no, I shouldn't be cheering for her. But that's what a good movie does, is it helps you see all parts of a character. It brings you into the heart of the character. And I think because it does that, you really understand both sides. And because people have been able to witness that, it's softened their hearts to people who are affected by abortion, people who worked in the abortion industry, people who currently work in the abortion industry that we can pray for. It's been this really incredible, beautiful, unifying thing that happens in theater.
Yeah, that's right, and you can. We've got screenings coming up here in North Carolina that I'll be at. Those are mostly pastors and their spouses, and I expect to see that as well. That they're kind of rise and fall at the same time. But you know the stats. You've been studying this stuff now for a while. You've got 30 to 40% of women will have an abortion. American women will have an abortion by the time they're 40, and many of them are sitting in church pews. They'll be there this Sunday. They'll be there next Sunday. They'll be there before the movie opens on March 29th. They'll have to deal with it a few days later that Sunday. And we just are just praying that as difficult as it will be, that people will go there and kind of face it. And find the healing and the restoration that they need. That's a big part of what Abby's ministry does. There's so many other ministries that do that, as opposed to abortive counseling, which is so, so important. Who should see it? I mean, it's obvious if you're a pro-life person, if you're a Christian, you should go see this. I think it's dereliction of duty to not see it and take people with you. And especially, everybody, opening weekend is everything in the movie world. If you have a great opening weekend, your theaters will expand. If you don't, it'll shrink. And that's on us, the body of Christ. That is absolutely on us to support this. This is like Moses. We need to hold his arms up. And you do that the weekend of March 29th. But who do you think should really, who are you calling out, Ashley, to come see Unplanned?
People who are on the fence. More than anything, people who are on the fence. If you think, oh, if you're like me, for example, a year ago, I thought, well, I'd never have an abortion, but I could never make that decision for someone else or tell them that they couldn't do that. Okay, you're the person who needs to see it, because if you have that opinion, more than likely, you don't know what an abortion looks like. You've never researched it. You've not heard a firsthand account. You're the person who needs to see this movie, because everyone should know what is happening behind these closed doors, especially with Planned Parenthood, how there are abortion quotas. This is a money industry. We're allowing the loss of innocent lives because of money, of this evil corporation. And I feel like America is blinded to it. So if you don't have an opinion and you think you're just middle of the road, you're the one who needs to see this movie, because then you can't walk out of the movie saying, I didn't know. And then aside from that, it's a really just a great story. Okay. It's about a woman who has an incredible transformation in her life, who makes a complete 180. And anytime someone does that, they're brave enough, courageous to say that I was on the wrong side of the fence. And that makes for interesting cinema. It'll be a fun ride. I promise. You will not go into the movie theater and regret seeing it.
I really appreciate it. This is a conversation I had earlier today. This is Steve Noble with Ashley Bratcher, who plays Abby Johnson in the film Unplanned, which opens nationwide on March 28th. You're saying that's such a great expansion of, we think the movie is really only about abortion. It can only touch people that are pro-life or being on the fence or even people that are ardently pro-choice. But that reality that you can find reconciliation, you can come out of a bad situation once you realize it, you can find healing, you can find purpose. What a great broader application of what Unplanned is all about. So obviously it had an effect on you with respect to abortion. What would you say is the biggest change that this playing this role and being a part of Unplanned has brought to your life?
The biggest change? It would be the call to action, honestly, for everyone. I think that Abby makes people want to do more, and this movie makes people want to do more. We've had so many people walk up to us after the screening and say, wow, I've been pro-life for 20 years, and now I know I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
And gosh, I never would have expected this. Thanks a lot, Abby Johnson, but I can't stop. I mean, I have to keep talking out about it because now I have this truth and this knowledge and this platform, and I would not be doing my job if I wasn't sharing with the world what I now know. And I think that that's been the biggest thing here for me and everyone who's seen the film is the call to action to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, I say this on the air a lot, and I've got one final question for you. I say this on the air a lot that we think that the opposite of love is hate, but I think the opposite of love is apathy. It's to know and then choose to do nothing. It's a little more, yeah, it's really powerful that the movie is having that effect, and praise the Lord for it. Okay, last question. How can we pray for you? Well, you know, we've got a few weeks left before the movie opens on March 29th. Who knows what all this will happen and with your career and everything. But how can we pray for you specifically, Ashley?
Really just traveling, my health, my family. That's really the biggest thing. I feel like God has prepared me, my heart. I've researched. I've done everything he's asked me to do, I feel like. So now it's just a matter of wrapping my family up in prayer and keeping us safe and healthy, and that's it.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely be doing that for you. We'll do it on the air. And then I just really appreciate your time. I know you're slammed. Thank you so much for your obedience to do this role and to throw yourself into it. It's really powerfully done. It's inspiring. It's engaging. It's truthful. It's important. And what a blessing from the Lord that you get to experience him using you this way. It's really an awesome blessing, as obviously for you, but also for all of us out here in the audience. Thanks so much, Ashley. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll talk again soon. Okay, and there you go. That was my interview earlier today with Ashley Bratcher. She has the lead role in Unplanned. She plays Abby Johnson. She's in like 90% of the movie and just does a fantastic job. Very, very powerful movie. I said we were going to pray for her on the air, so if you would join me now, let's just pray for Ashley and really everybody involved with Unplanned over the next 22 days. It opens nationwide Thursday night, March 28th, and then full opening that Friday, the 29th. Unplannedfilm.com is the website to find out where it's playing near you. But let's pray right quick for Ashley and everybody else involved and for the film itself. Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for how you orchestrated events in Ashley's life to bring her to play this part, Lord, that a woman was praying for her, just had a burden for her and prayed for her and then encouraged her and challenged her. And she read for the role, Lord, and you gave her the role. And Father, the fact that she's alive at all, we pray for healing and full reconciliation and for miracles in her mom's life, who was at the clinic, Lord, was ready to abort her, was ready to abort Ashley, and walked away, changed her mind. And Ashley's alive today, obviously, because of it. We thank you for that. We pray for her and her mom. We pray for her and her family, her husband, her son, for travel, Lord, and as busy as the schedule is. And we pray for everybody involved with the movie, Lord, that you would protect them, use them, empower them, encourage them, give them the strength they need to push through these next 22 days, Lord, and give us all a burden to do our part to get out and support the truth that flows from your word of the nightmares of abortion, but the reconciliation and the healing that is available too, Lord. Help us to deal with all of that. Help us all to do
our part. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks, everybody, for being here. This is Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.